And we keep you up on what's happening in the green column every month, this fourth Monday of the month, thanks to guests in the field. Today's topic, Green Health Collaborative, an asthma study. Those to talk about it, appreciate you, Anne-Marie Hurdle, West Michigan Environmental Action Council, WEMEAC, doing great things. Good morning to you, Anne-Marie.
Good morning, Shelley. It's nice to see you again.
Yes. Deb Sipien, the Chrisman Company, and the USGBCWM, mouthful, I could pronounce it, but I want you to tell me all about it. Good morning to you, Deb.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having us.
Yes, tell me about these organizations you represent.
Well, the USGBC's West Michigan chapter is a industry-driven chapter of the U.S. Green Building Council. Mm-hmm. We deal a lot with the buildings that are going for energy efficiency and environmental design.
Mm-hmm. And tell me about the Chrisman Company.
Well, the Chrisman Company is a local company based out of Lansing, but we have offices all along the East Coast. Mm-hmm. So we've been in business since 1894, so we do a lot of work in the environmental and the historic preservation line.
Yeah, that's great. Very sustainable organization itself. Anne Marie, your council's alive and well.
Yeah, absolutely. We're rocking on 47 years of being West Michigan's regional nonprofit organization, so it's not too shabby.
Tell me what your responsibilities are with WEMEAC.
Oh, I get my hands in all of the work at WEMEAC as much as I can. My main goal is to make sure that organizations and communities and individuals are working within their own environmental journey. So different advocacy, different behavior change, policy, education, wherever you want to go.
We do our Eco Insider Report, one of our newest segments every month. So thanks to those from WEMEAC and your colleagues. We want to talk about the topic of this Green Health Collaborative and Asthma Study. And Deb, I will begin with you. What is this, its mission, and why does your organization feel this is needed?
Well, we want to continue the conversation. There's a lot of companies in this area that are doing sustainability and sustainable work. And the USGBC has primarily been focused around buildings, but we want to expand the conversation to include healthy interiors or healthy environments for our people. And there's conversations going on, and we want to be the springboard for continuing those conversations. Mm-hmm. So the USGBC's West Michigan chapter is getting together this collaborative. Our first partner is WEMEAC, mm-hmm. And our first event is this Wednesday. We're hoping to impact actions and influence industry and transform the sustainability conversation to include human and ecological health.
Mm-hmm. Bringing in the study, Anne-Marie, share the work and organizations that conducted this.
Yeah, there's quite a number of partners involved with our asthma study, and that's targeted primarily to Grand Rapids. The University of Michigan School of Public Health Children's Environmental Health Center came to a couple of children's health experts a couple years ago asking, what do we need to do to help you in this region? Healthy Homes Coalition, Asthma Network of West Michigan, Kent County Head Start, Kent County Health Department, of course, WEMEAC, all involved with this asthma study. What happened is that we recognized that asthma was primarily shared at a zip code level. Understanding asthma as the number one chronic disease in children in Grand Rapids right now. The zip code level of data was not telling the true story of what's happening with asthma. Asthma is triggered by environmental triggers, environmental variables. So how do you understand prevention? How do you understand management? You need to dial down to understand what's happening in the home, in the neighborhood, on that block level. And so we have a dot density, we have income levels, we have even looking at houses of the ages of homes, different race and ethnicities, all laid over the layers of asthma, specific to the Kent County Head Start data, which is a relatively small sample set. However, it is falling in line. About 10% of 1 in 10 kids in Kent County today do have asthma.
So would my follow-up question best be, is asthma an issue beyond this age group in Michigan? Do we all need to talk about it?
Yeah, well, first, you can find those maps at the Kent County Head Start website under the Asthma Mapping Project link. And absolutely. Asthma, like I said, 10% is in children, right? So that's 18 and under. Also, adult, I mean, once you have asthma, you're going to have asthma your whole life, okay? So this is an issue that when you develop as a child, you're likely going to experience these things moving forward. Now, as our days become warmer, as our air quality becomes a little bit poorer, those days are going to impact you a little bit harder. Those triggers, those incidences, those attacks are going to happen a little bit more often. I understand that you're quite a runner, Shelley. Mm-hmm. On days of ozone action days, for example, right? It's when it's typically pretty hot. Our ozone ground level is pretty poor quality. You're going to feel that in your lungs, even as a healthy individual. Mm-hmm. Imagine if you had a respiratory disease. We also spend a lot of money on asthma management and asthma care. The state of Michigan alone spent $80 to $90 million just on Medicaid asthma expenses last year alone. So we're talking a lot of money with a disease that's relatively manageable.
So let's begin the thought of how we are tackling this issue, either Deb or Anne-Marie.
Yeah.
Well, because on the average we spend 90% of our time indoors, the idea is that the triggers that trigger asthma are affected by our environment. And if we spend 90% of our time indoors, how do we affect those triggers? So that's why the USGBC is involved in elevating this topic as much as we can.
And certainly at an individual level, hospitals, care providers will recommend children to have an asthma action plan. So this is understanding what triggers are, understanding how to avoid them, understanding what to do if a trigger is around that child and for an incident to happen. Mm-hmm. Also on a higher level, currently our state, Michigan legislator is creating our new energy policy. Mm-hmm. If you're interested in having clean energy that won't perpetuate poor air quality and protecting our energy efficiency measures in all of our buildings, taking action, telling your state legislators, state representatives that this is important to you to have, consider health, consider air quality in your decisions. This is certainly the time right now.
All right, let's talk a little bit about organizations and how they are working together. How can organizations work together? Because you are certainly, being an example of this. I'll start with you, Deb.
The first step, I think, is this collaborative. We're getting together to talk about the best practices that are happening in the industry, things that we can affect. And like I said, a lot of companies are doing good things. They just need a platform to get it out and help other companies with the ideas that they have and sharing. Mm-hmm. Talking about it is one of the biggest ideas that the collaborative is working on.
So back to where's my microphone? Back to what's happening Wednesday, the when, where's, and how's.
Wednesday, we're going to have our inaugural event with partnering with WEMIAC on the asthma study. It is going to be at Rockford Construction. Mm-hmm. Registration starts at 8:30, the program at 9. If you would like to register, you can register through the West Michigan chapter of the USGBC at www.usgbcwm.org.
And Deb, the most important thing, I think, is that it's a free event. And there's like probably those. Even going to be coffee.
Edible. Who needs to attend this event?
Yeah, the most important thing that we want to find out is who's interested in this dialogue. Environmental health, children's health, and healthy buildings is a big topic. So we're curious to know who's involved, any kind of hospitals, any kind of builders, anyone, any health providers. Anyone who's interested in this conversation is certainly welcome. We'll have Paul Hahn from Healthy Homes Coalition and Rory Nooner from My Air, My Health out in Lansing coming over to provide some content from their perspective.
What else do you need to share, Deb?
Just come and join us. It's going to be a good event, and we hope to see everybody there.
Yes. One more time on the best way to find out more information, Anne-Marie.
www.usgbcwm.org.
Right. And WEMEAC?
WEMEAC. WEMEAC.org. Also find us on Facebook.
Yep. Thanks, ladies. Appreciate this. Green Health Collaborative Conversation and this asthma study. It's an important topic. Thanks to those in the greening field getting green in this regular segment. See ya.